Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm joined by Morehill Mount Academy boys and basketball coach Christian Wessel after a couple games from this past week and ahead of Substate this week. And coach, starting off with your guys' 48-45 win. You guys get the best of Horton once again, and you guys were able to jump out to an early lead. Got a little bit cold there in the fourth quarter, but you get the win.
Yeah, it was a good game. I thought Bowden stepped up big in that game with 17. We knew that defensively we'd have to contain their inside presence, which is something I thought we did pretty well at. But they also shot the ball really well from three. I mean, I think we're at 35% from three. So that presented some challenges for us. We got off to a good start in the first quarter, second quarter. Coming out in the second half, we kind of got flat, which has been a problem kind of throughout the season. But I thought by the fourth quarter, by the time it came around, we toughened up and we managed the end of the game really well. And so I was proud of the guys for grinding out that win for sure.
Then your regular season finale on Tuesday, you guys get the better of McLouth, 76-64. And Coach Luke dropped 32 points. What were some things that were going right for his game?
Yeah, Luke did a good job, you know, getting to the basket, getting second chance opportunities, fighting for rebounds. One thing we've been really kind of harping on is the ability to get more offensive rebounds. He did a good job playing north to south, getting to the basket. Our offense, when we play vertically, we're real effective. It's when we get going side to side that things get a little bit dicey for us. But, Luke did a good job getting to the rim. Everybody else played good offense that night. I wish that our defense played a little bit better. I thought our on-ball defense and interior defense wasn't as good as it was Friday night. But McFarland also shot very well. So, hats off to them for coming prepared. And it was a good game.
And with all of that, you guys win the Northeast Kansas League once again this season. Congratulations on that. But, of course, that's not the end goal for you guys this season. You guys have more work to do as you guys get into the sub-state tournament. You guys will be hosting a first-round game at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. You don't know your opponent yet, though. It's either going to be Pleasant Ridge or McLouth. Those two will play at 3 in the afternoon on Saturday. That game is at Pleasant Ridge. And, Coach, you guys are pretty familiar with both of these two opponents.
Yeah, just playing McLeod last night didn't hurt because it gave us a good view of them. And then playing Pleasant Ridge about 2 weeks ago, they gave us a loss and that one hurt. And so in a way, I think that will help us because we understand the importance of every game. And, Substate, the ultimate goal is to win it all, but you can only do that if you win each game at a time. And so the message that we have for the guys is, focus on Tuesday, all in on Tuesday, and then we'll go from there against, two teams that are good and have a lot of weapons, and we got to be on our A game.
And looking ahead as well, if you guys do win your first round game, the other side of the top of the bracket is Jefferson County North and Care Paravel. And, Coach, this is a Jefferson County North team that could possibly be playing at home, and how big of a disadvantage is that for you guys if that were to kind of play out?
Yeah, it's it's good for JCN that they get to have that home crowd and home atmosphere. Our fans have done a really good job of traveling this year, and so I think that we'll have a good crowd there, so I don't really know how much of an advantage or disadvantage it is. Just the main thing we got to focus on is taking care of business on Tuesday, get the opportunity to play in that game. And then go in and just focus on being who we are, regardless of where we're playing or who we're playing.
And we talked about this beforehand, and this is a sub-state where anybody could win, where you have Horton as the 2 seed, you beat them 3 times. They certainly have their moments where they're vulnerable. Riverside as the 7 seed, at moments when they flash, they're one of the best teams, arguably, in the sub-state bracket as well, again, as the 7 seed. And, just really difficult challenges throughout this bracket. So I want to get your overall thoughts on how challenging this road is going to be to get to state.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of good teams. Anybody can win any night. We know in the 1-8 game, or anybody can win that game. And so, it doubles down the mentality that every night matters, and so every practice matters leading up to it. I think if anything, it gives us more motivation. The message that we had to the guys are, is that there's a temptation that when we get around to sub-state, you know, we focus all on the games and the practices lighten up, you know, late in the season, and we're not. I mean, you know, we're going to start with having some of the tougher practices that we've had all year beginning tonight, and then just getting in and getting ready to go and compete, and anybody can win it, and so hopefully we're on the right side of it.
Going to be some great basketball over the next week and a half or so in that sub-state, and we are looking forward to covering it and talking about how things break down next week when we reconvene here on Locker Room Chat. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Jared.
That was Morehill Mount Academy boys head basketball coach Christian Wessel here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Amberwell Health.